Hey, welcome back to another exciting episode of 20 with Chad, where Chad tells us why he's finally getting out of LA.
Woo-hoo! All right. So I've been here for 9+ years, and it's a good run. It's almost like a decade. But the pandemic really changed a lot of things in the business. So, like, I could live anywhere and send self-tapes and Zoom callbacks and Zoom meetings.
No. That's not what I want to talk about.
Oh, you're like, you want to know the moving process? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I want to know a little bit more of that, the hipsters you don't like, and
oh, shoot. Yeah, I was like, so I'm so over the entitled LA people.
It's That's what different. I want to discuss.
It's a very different environment. Like, I always use this anthology, and it's not even the people that live here, like, they're from here. The people that are from here, they're fine. They're not that bad. It's the people who come in thinking they basically are shiesty, like, what was it, like, fakes, flakes, and sharks of L.A. I just can't stand it. It's just, like, it's so bad. Like, I work at a fucking pizza place part-time, and they're so entitled. It's just, like, what? It's, like, this is, like, I didn't get the shredded mozzarella. I only got the sliced mozzarella. And I'm like, bitch, it's fucking the same cheese. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's like, this is why I wish abortion is legal, because, you know, they should have fucking aborted your ass. Like, there should be a thing. There should be a thing that it's not murder. It's just post-birth abortion.
You're trying to get canceled this week, are you, Chad?
Cancel is my middle name.
I would think so.
But yeah.
I know it's not Moose and Beaver.
Moose and Beaver. Beaver is a whole different thing in LA. You know what I mean?
Did you have some edibles since the last episode?
Had a what?
Oh, edibles?
No, I actually don't have no edibles, sadly. I don't want to die.
Is something like, in that queso you're eating?
I don't know. That's some good queso. But no, I'm just like, I'm more kind of relaxed that I'm leaving and kind of going back to somewhere that's a little more relaxing and less stressful. Like, here, it's like hustle, hustle, grind, grind, hustle, 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 grind, grind, 24/7. And LA has this thing where it's a bubble. And all they do is about, it's showbiz, 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 showbiz. We're the most important people here. We're like, we know what's right. We're political. It's like, we are the trendsetters of politics and all these different things. You know, just like, you see it all the time on the news here where it's like New York and LA. It's always like, oh, we're doing this, doing that, and da, 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 da. And you have problems like where, you know, I don't want to bag on New York, but whatever. But yeah, that's pretty much what LA is. It's just, they kind of basically love the smell of their own farts. They're very me, entitlement, blah, 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 blah. Where NorCal, where I'm heading to, even where I grew up, the only negative there is that everyone's in your business because it's so, it's kind of slower pace. It's just like, that's what it is. It's a very different environment. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm not in my 20s. I'm not in my early 30s. After a while, you kind of sit there and like, I love the cities. I love city life. I love the hustle and bustle. The traffic doesn't bug me. It's just to a point where you're sitting there like, okay, everything is inflated. The cost of things are hella expensive here. Like in LA, gas is over $6. Grocery store stuff. That's the thing that cracks me up. Okay, so California is expensive as fuck. It's, no matter where. Wherever you are, California is fucking expensive. But I don't care. Jesus. These text messages. Like, I'm at a soccer game. Cool. I don't like soccer. But it's just soccer and hockey, they're not sports. But
did you just say hockey wasn't a sport?
No, it's not. It's like, I'm roller skating. Let's hit a black puck in a net. Yay.
Hold on. They're skating, first of all.
We're skating on ice. It's a cold pond. Yeah. Now let's fight each other and knock each other's teeth out because we're inbreds. Yay.
Let's back this up. You want to discuss sports. Your team, the LA Raiders, has dropped more money games than people have abortions by the time they're 20 in Mexico. You want to get me canceled? There you go.
It sounds like you're a closeted Raiders fan here.
I am not a closeted Raiders fan, but I know somebody who is an outspoken Raider fan.
Really? Who? Besides
you.
Me?
Your team stinks. My old roommate's a diehard Raiders fan, too.
See, that's the thing. I'm such a lifelong Raiders fan. It doesn't surprise me. It's like, hey, there's this chick that wants to have sex with me, but she has an STD. And you're like, you know what? Sex is sex. Let's do it. That's an analogy for a Raiders fan, you know.
I do have a question.
You're like, you're traumatized.
Not really. Did your Starbucks ever reopen?
Yes, finally. Finally. It opened in mid-August because they were renovating it. And they're so stupid. Like, this Starbucks, they're full of idiots. Or the management, I'm just like, their managers are really dumb. So they opened, they closed it down for like 3 weeks, do renovations. Like, okay, cool, cool, cool. They made the outside patio look more like a cafe, like a pseudo fake cafe thing. They got rid of the original pickup window and moved it to the main one. But they put the order window towards the parking lot. That's all they fucking did. And then they rearranged where certain machines and stuff are for the workers and stuff. It looks like a fake cafe type thing. And a lot of the workers are like, this is so stupid. And all these different things. So I was just like, yeah, it's garbage. Like,
have you told them you're moving?
I think two of them know because they follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And I follow them on Instagram and talk shit to them all the time. But, yeah, like, like, you see, you don't have Instagram, so you don't know what I'm always doing.
No, I do not.
My family ridicules me
for not having Instagram.
Instagram's overrated. Like, it's like Facebook, but with pictures. Like, I get suspended so many times on that shit.
Again? Suspended on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, I've always been, like, not lately, but I'm like, but I always get suspended on Instagram and Facebook all the fucking time. So I'm just like, I just dick around on it. I usually use Twitter for my business stuff, but yeah, so it's just like, that's what I do. But, yeah, I follow some of them on, Instagram and they follow me back. They all think I'm funny. Like, oh, and they're like, oh, you really are funny. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. And I talk shit to them and stuff too. And they're cool. They're like really cool, but yeah, it's just like, but yeah, but I really haven't told anyone. Well, it's weird because if you follow me on social media, you'll probably see it because I'm like, be like, oh, 6 more weeks of working and 7 more weeks and I'm out of this shit hole. But it's just like, it's weird because I like the reason why people are like, oh, why didn't you move sooner? I'm like, well, I hate change. I have OCD really bad, so I hate changes to my routine. So the idea is to give myself some time to save up more money. But also, like, for work, I could save money from work wherever I'm at because I'm not a big spender. And then I could move up there, which my friend Brzee is going to come down and help me put stuff in her SUV so it'd be cheaper than using a U-Haul because U-Haul is like almost $1,000. So I was going to get a small one because here it is. Yes, it is in California. Yes, it is.
Keep talking. I'm looking this up.
From L.A. to L.A. to towards Sacramento, Fairfield, they actually charge you for that. They charge you a deposit and for insurance and stuff. Yeah, they do. So, and then because they charge you mileage and all that bullshit. But it's like that happened. So she would come down, and all I'm going to do is pay gas and for dinner and whatnot. So we're going to do that. Then it gives me time to kind of like decompress from the few weeks in December where I could celebrate Christmas, my birthday, New Year's, and then try to get a job in January. That's the goal. Get a job in January, then try to figure out how to buy a car, get insurance, registration, and go from there. Because that's the big thing is, like, I need a car up there. Everything's too spread out, so I'm going to need a car. So, these chips are delicious.
When are you moving? November?
No, December.
What?
December 12th.
Oh, I'm looking this up right now. You know that.
Yeah, no, I already know because like I already looked and they gave me a quote because I have to pick up the truck if I did it in Van Nuys. Like, I already know for a fact from where I'm at. Yeah, because Brazilian's like, nope.
My favorite here are your names. You have a Johnny Liquor pickup place for U-Haul?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm looking it up. There's a place called Jolly King Liquor, 705 Fifth Street, Fairfield, California.
No, because I have to get it from L.A. to go to Fairfield.
Yeah, it doesn't let me do it here on this because I don't know where I'm going from.
Exactly. No, like, trust me, I did the actual math because I'm really jewy with my money. So I'm like, okay, what can I do for what's not going to cost me a lot? Because at one point I was thinking even renting a car from Enterprise because I condense a lot of my stuff. Like I'm throwing a lot away, like this futon, throwing it away. This fan, I'm going to give it to someone. My dishes, stuff like that. I'm getting rid of a lot of my stuff.
Why are you getting rid of them? Just leave them.
I could do that.
Like, leave them for the people who live there.
Probably that's what's going to happen because the futon is garbage.
When I had roommates and they all moved out, I was the last guy there for about a week, maybe 2 weeks. I can't remember. The rent was paid, whatever. They had moved out. I think I had a week left and every day I did a room, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So in the kitchen, I had one fork, one knife, one this, took everything else, threw to my front lawn. Everything went. Whatever was left, glasses, I had one glass, everything went. By the end of the week, I just left, right? Mm-hmm. I just handed my keys in and left. They told me to leave the keys inside the house. I did, and I left. I walked out the door. Nice. So I just left everything. I didn't have a lot to throw out because I'd moved everything I wanted to move.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everybody knows, Chad's been eating a burrito for like an hour on this show. Well, it's only been like 13 minutes, but it does feel like an hour. How much does a giant burrito it takes you an hour cost?
$11.
So that's about 400 Canadian.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's about $15.
I'm like, 400 Canadian? I'm like, wow, your inflation's really bad up there.
No, it's about $15.
Trudeau, what a hero.
Listen, at least he stays awake for meetings.
But, that's what I'm doing. Like, but I finished that burrito. I killed it.
And he also doesn't tell little girls, don't get married until you're 30.
Me?
No, I'm just saying what your president does.
Oh my God, right? Oh, Biden?
That would be the president we're talking about, yes.
Okay, now I want to do what the Democrats like did to Trump. He's not my president. He's not my president. He's not my president. I'm like, that old man's going to die soon. It's just like, it's ridiculous.
I have a question. How can people say that? You live in a country, right? You get to vote for somebody, whoever it is, don't care. That's not my president. Yes, he is, you dumbo. You live in a country called USA.
No, not just me. I'm just being a dick because that's what people do when Trump got elected. I just say
Trudeau's not my president, prime minister. My argument is he is. I may not like him, but he's still my prime minister.
People are stupid. People think their opinions actually matter. I blame social media on that, where it's like everyone thinks because they have a platform to express their opinions that they're – it goes back to the whole entitlement thing where it's just like – I got a platform. I could say this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. But they're like, let's work. What was it? What was it? I was just sitting there. Someone said something where people like, I think it was like Gabriel Iglesias was talking about how he was going to like, the story would crack me up, where he went to McDonald's and he was going to buy a homeless family food. And he's like, you're getting that food for the homeless family? And the manager came out like, they're not called homeless. They're called unhoused. If you're not the solution, you're the problem. And then and Gabriel Iglesias, like, well, he said, oh, I told her, I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to call myself fat. I'm going to say I'm unexercised. And she's like, that's not real. Unexercised? You're fit. And it's like, so you could change your word, but I can't change my work. Okay, that's how America works. It's so ridiculous. And they don't even use the words right. I'm like, why do we have words in language if you're not using the word correctly? That's what cracks me up. Where I'm just like, oh, you speak idiot in two languages now. So it's just like, I sit there and I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, that's what I do. That's that. I listen, like, don't get me wrong, like, but I'm also a contortorian, where it's just like, I don't agree with people or agree with certain things, but I point, make fun of it, where I'm just like, I'm very left. I'm a libertarian socialist. So I'm a libertarian socialist. I don't agree with the, like, the conservative stuff. I'm like, it's like, whatever. But I make fun of the left. Like, that's what I'm saying, because everyone's like, oh, the left is right, this and this. I'm like, no, I think both political parties are bullshit. I think they're the stupidest people. Like, right now we have this L.A. City Council scandal, which is so ridiculous. I don't – because you're in Canada, you don't know. Where in L.A., there was this recording released online where four Latinos who are in the city council was talking shit about one of the city council members whose son is black. So – yeah, so four Mexicans, four Latinos talking shit about this black son of this council member. Well, that recording was released, and everyone's like, oh, these city council people need to, like, oh, they need to quit, blah, 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 blah. Like, resign, resign. Well, Nori Martinez, who was the president of the council, which is, like, second under the mayor. So if the mayor happens up to the mayor, she becomes the mayor. But she stepped down from that position, and then she resigned. She was trash anyways. Like, I knew she was trash even before this happened. Like, she's not a nice lady. And everyone's like, oh, realize it. Like, oh, she's not nice. No, if you listen to her other shit, what she was saying, like, oh, white people's fault, this and that, in 2015, you're like, this bitch is, like, a racist. I'm like, you guys are so full of shit. But she's Mexican and a female. That's why they don't say shit. And I'm like, whatever, fucking cum dumpster. But I don't care.
Well,
man.
Officially, welcome to the last episode of John.
Hey, man, whatever. I fuck her.
We are canceled.
And then the guy from the Federation of Latino Workers, or something like that. He stepped
down.
Everyone
in this program's entitled opinion. It does not represent the opinions of the podcast.
And so I'm like, but the other two city council members, they're not resigning. They're like, well, I'm not going to resign. Like, one of them lost his reelection, so he's gone in December. Like, he doesn't care. He's going to stay till he gets his money, because they make about $200,000. They make that, seriously, $200,000 a year as a city council member. That's LA. That's just only LA, because everywhere else is not like that. But he gets $200,000 a year. And he's also a pension and stuff too after he leaves office. The other guy, he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And he's trash. Like, he's trash. He's just like, well, I'm not going to do it, blah, blah. His name's Kevin DeLeon. And he looks like a sketchy villain character from the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series. Have you ever watched the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series?
I have.
He looks like the Esposito character. The one who went into city council and stuff. Like, he looks like him. And I'm like, I even posted on Twitter. I was like, I wouldn't even trust this guy to mow my lawn. Like, that's the thing where I just like, I wouldn't even trust him doing yard work, man. Landscaping. I'm like, no. Like, but yeah. And this guy's like, I'm not going to resign, blah, blah, blah. And like, you have developers and stuff saying, I'm not going to work with him, blah, 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 blah. So this guy's pretty much fucked. Like, he's trash too. And I'm like, geez, just look at him. You can tell this guy's shady. Like, last year, another city council member got arrested for fraud. Like, that's what I'm saying. The whole LA city council is corrupt. So I'm kind of like happy to get out of that part where I'm just like, oh, now people realize how corrupt these guys were. When I was calling them out years ago. What is that?
That is my vacuum that somebody's vacuuming, so I will be on mute for the next little while.
All right. I'm like, I didn't know Simon lived with a bunch of Mexicans. But so that situation happened, and I'm just like shaking my head. Like, I feel like I found it kind of funny where it was just like, I guess the recording happened last year, which that's the only thing I thought was ridiculous about the whole thing, was the recording happened last year, but it happens all of a sudden now. I'm more of the purse type of person where like, I'm like, okay, that's in itself is kind of sketchy, where I'm like, okay, I would rather, if I heard a recording like that, I would have put it out then. Like, I'm not one of those people wait till a thing and blackmail someone, because that makes you look sketchy. For all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, recording's released. And the person who recorded it put it on Reddit so they don't get caught. So it's someone who got screwed over by one of these four. And it's like, you know what? I'm going after you, 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 and you. And that's pretty much what they did. Where I was just like, and there's like all these cameras and stuff. And this is another thing I hate. But they're at the guy's city council person's house. I don't like when people do that. I'm like, that's their home of living. They shouldn't like bombard someone's personal space. Now, his office or the city council. Yes, because the city council, they're such vaginas. Like, they basically, because like, oh, it's bruised. Oh, my God. They refused because there's so many protesters that they didn't show up to the actual city council. They did all their city council meetings virtually because they're scared that the rioters are out there. And I'm like, what a bunch of – dude, I just start laughing. I'm just like, wow, man. This is so ridiculous. Are they still vacuuming? You can't yell. I'm like, shut the vacuum off. I'm going to find a new wife.
That would not be a good idea. And you're done anyway. Goodbye, Chad.
Chattles out.